How does Adelaide Oval look, Brad?
Magnificent, Adelaide, I can tell you that. And for Frankie Lee, who I spoke to today, he can't wait. He loves the finals, don't we all?
Oh, yeah.
It'll be coming our way, the Ox, myself, and Shane will be bringing you that blow-by-blow description, mate. But as you said, with the preamble, with the question, in 2020 they start tonight. There's eight teams in the competition, Ollie. History tells us that two of them won't be there this time next year. Which two or one will we, won't be, and why? 9221 882.
All right, we'll go to the phones in just a moment. An eagle, maybe a swan first, Brad.
Well, look, Big Pruce, who Braden Pruce, who left North, went to Melbourne, now very much wanted. We spoke about him late last week.
Yep.
Well, Sydney want him, Giants want him, everybody wants him for some reason. But if the Swans can't get him, they're now looking at Tom Hickey from the West Coast Eagles. Now, Tom came across in 2019. He's only played the 23 games for the Eagles, including three this year. He's 29 at the moment. He'll be 30 next year. Obviously, Bruce has a few more miles on the clock for him because he's only 25. But they are worried because Sam Naismith's got these continual knee problems, so he's not stacking up for them. And, of course, the former Eagle, Sinclair, who's been doing a pretty good job. He's also got a few injury concerns, and they're more intent on playing him forward next year if Buddy comes back and, you know, Papley and those sort of things. So when you look at the West Coast Eagles, you've got Nat Nui, you've got Oscar Rowland, you've got Bailey Williams. So Hickey's right at the back of the queue. So it would make sense for him to say, okay, if I want to continue my career, I might have to go east and go east to Sydney.
All right, we will watch this space. 9221 882 as we go into the finals. History tells us on average two teams won't be there playing in 2021. Which team or teams do you think it will be and why? So your top eight: Port Adelaide, Brisbane, Richmond, Geelong, West Coast, St Kilda, the Bulldogs and Collingwood. Which team or teams do you think won't be there next year and why? 9221 882 for that $100 Grosvenor Hotel voucher. Now the Roos and Shaw are going to reunite.
Well, there's that talk about that. Paul Roos, of course, who's been a premiership coach, and he did coach Reece Shaw up at the Swans, and Reece Shaw had a terrible time of it this year, as we know, with North Melbourne. They've tipped the bucket out, and all the players tipped them all on their head, and look, he needs help. So they're suggesting maybe Paul Roos could be the answer. I'm not sure if this is a kite-flying exercise, because what happens sometimes in the media over here, Ollie, is they look after their mates, just try to push them up and see if they can get them a gig. So we'll keep an eye on that space. Paul Roos under consideration maybe to be a mentor at Reece Shaw at the North Melbourne Kangaroos.
Joe Danaher's proving elusive, Brad.
Yes. Well, we alerted the listeners that Brisbane were right into him some time ago, and they still are, and they're still confident of getting him. But allegedly, you know, Essendon were trying to get an answer out of him last Friday, but that was never going to happen. So from his point of view, he's been a little bit elusive to find. So I think they eventually got in touch with a family member who got in touch with him, and he politely came back to them and said, "Oh, I'm sorry, I've been out of radio range. I've been in the outback with my girlfriend."
Oh, right. Okay, fair enough. Well, if he's left quarantine, he should be okay to do it, Brad, unlike some other footballers.
That is true. The teams have come through for tomorrow night, Ollie.
Yep.
Harris Andrews and Jared Berry back in for the Lions, so that's a good one for them. Dion Prestia and Shai Bolton, not a bad couple of ins for the Tigers. So the Tigers can just continue to go from strength to strength there, my friend.
Are you looking forward to Port and Geelong tonight?
My word, we are. Look, I'm not sure who's got the most pressure on them. Port at home in front of an adoring crowd. They think there'll be 26,000 there. That's about a 50% capacity. But Geelong's record, Ollie, since 2012, we know they won the flag in 2011. Since 2012, their finals record is 4 wins, 11 losses.
Ominous, isn't it?
Do you think there's a bit of pressure on it?
Oh, heaps of pressure, Brad. Heaps and heaps of pressure.
I think there is too, mate. So have you got a thought? Do you think one of those, which one of those teams do you think may not be there?
Collingwood. I think this is it for Collingwood. This is it.
The Pies?
The Pies are done, and I reckon, well, I know a lot of people won't
I'm thinking
like
Geelong.
It.
If Geelong don't get it done, because, look, I'm not being nasty, but they're getting aged.
Yeah.
They're getting very old. Yeah. Their profile is not good, I don't think. So if they don't get it done this year, there's every chance they may not be there. You'd have to think that Port are in the right frame, Brisbane in the right frame. Richmond, well, they just keep on keeping on. West Coast seem to be in good shape. St Kilda will continue to grow. The Dogs are in the right profile age-wise. Yeah, so I'm thinking probably right. Pies and Geelong might be the two, Ollie.
We'll throw back to you in 45 minutes. Can't wait.
All the best, pal.